The first part of St. Matthew's Gospel that we heard read this morning fits rather curiously with the second part. For in the first part, Jesus is commenting on the fickleness of the people of his generation. We played the flute and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. I think that's very much down to a lack of empathy as well. And then he comments that John the Baptist came neither eating or drinking, and they said he had a demon. Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. Or, in other words, by their fruits ye shall know them. And the second part of the reading, the Gospel this morning, talks about the ways of God and the ways of the world. How the ways of the world, particularly to gain power, is through weapons, through warfare, through power, through manipulation. Whereas the ways of God and the ways of the kingdom of God, which Jesus proclaimed, were countercultural, a message of hope, of love, of liberation, and of life. In the Gospel today, God offers us a freeing relationship of love and care, help to carry our burdens, help from God, help from each other, help from others in the Christian community. We do not shoulder our burdens alone, however heavy they might be. But in order to make the most of that help from God and from each other, we need to turn ourselves, our whole beings, our body, our mind, our heart and our soul, towards God, and turn our backs on the burdens and the chains of our old selves, of the worldly ways of doing things, enslaved to sin and wickedness, to disobedience, and to aberrations from the path of God. Take my yoke upon you, says Jesus. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So what is that yoke that is so easy? It is to love others. Jesus reminds us that the greatest commandments are to love God and to love others, even those who hate us and those who work against us. And anyone, I guess everyone here, has had to try and do that at some point in our lives, to love or to at least pray for people that have worked against us in some way. Is that really an easy yoke? I find it jolly difficult, really difficult. But that is what God calls us to do. That is the easy yoke of Christ, to live his gospel message out in our relationships with each other, instead of destructive relationships. But there again, what's the alternative to that light yoke of Jesus? It's a life of hatred, a life of bitterness, a life of blame, and a life of sin. That sounds a very, very heavy burden to me. So perhaps, with respect to that, Jesus' yoke is lighter. It's another way to live and to look at the world and others. And what we see in Jesus, in both the Gospel today and in all of our readings, in Jesus, in his very person, we see the heart and the mind of God. We see the values of God's kingdom lived out in a human life. We see the values of God preached by Jesus and lived out in the Christian community.